the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Straight into it this morning. Morena, Troy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Heaps of good tunes you've brought us up this morning.
Yeah, shall we hit this first one straight
Let's
off?
Hit straight into it, I reckon.
Oh!
This is cool.
Already we hear the drums of Elvin Jones.
Tess is running back to put her headphones on.
Oh, I missed the glamorous start that you were talking about.
Oh, you're still in the midst of
okay,
it.
Okay, there we go.
So, this record here came out in 1991. Well, not as a record. This now is the first ever vinyl pressing of this particular record.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, nice bass.
There's Charnette Moffat, who's the son of Charles Moffat, who was Ornette Coleman's drummer in the 60s.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so keeping it in the family.
Yep, so do we know what this is yet? Well, the ensemble section, you can hear Pharoah Sanders on saxophone. And you can also hear, in that part, the guitar of Sonny Sharrock.
This is amazing.
Crank it. Okay, so this is the Sonny Sharrock Records entitled Ask the Ages. It was produced by Bill Laswell and put out on his Axiom label back in 91. And it turned out to be the last record Sonny made.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's Pharoah.
This is incredible. So did you say it's the last record that he made?
Sonny, yeah.
Before he passed away? Or?
Yeah.
Far out. What a swan song, though.
I agree. Now, Sonny, back in the 60s, was considered quite an out player, even though he was a sideman with Herbie Mann, mm-hmm. the most un-out of people. But, as I was just saying to you before, on Herbie Mann's album Memphis Underground, if you listen to the Hold On, I'm Coming cover,
yep.
The second guitar solo on it is done by Sonny, and he invents the styles of Sonic Youth and No Wave and virtually everything from 20 years in the future.
I'm so surprised by that from a Herbie Mann record. People will know Herbie Mann as sort of lots of flutes and
yep.
things.
And they might know him for the most offensive album cover in history.
Oh, far out.
It's him with his shirt off.
Oh, poor old Herbie Mann.
Do not look up Push Push by Herbie Mann. Do not. Anyway, so we started this early because we wanted not only to have like the ensemble, we wanted yeah. not only to have Elvin Jones and this great solo by Pharoah right here, but
this is so, I think epic is the right word for this in its truest sense.
I agree with you.
So how many people in this ensemble there is?
It's a quartet.
A quartet.
Yep.
So, that's so much sound from four people.
Yeah, well, I can tell you were just waiting for Sonny's guitar solo to kick in. Now, it starts off quite, I mean, this is a very accessible album.
Yeah.
It's nice, you know. Oh, listen to Pharoah there. Now, there's a nice connection between Sonny and Pharoah. This wasn't the first time they worked together. He's on Pharoah's 1966 record, what one was it? Towhead, in fact, is what it was. And Elvin Jones, of course, Coltrane's drummer in the Great Quartet.
Yep.
Sonny was particularly enamoured with Coltrane's playing style. Wanted to be a saxophone player himself. Had asthma. Couldn't play sax, decided he would play the ugliest looking saxophone he could find, being a six-string guitar. So,
this is a good alternative.
Yeah.
So his guitar sounds a bit like a saxophone, is that what you're trying to say?
Well, you can have a wait and see. It's not far off.
I'm actually just still amazed that this is only four people playing, because
yeah.
it's so much sound.
Thank you. Then again, when it's just Elvin Jones playing drums, it's enough sound to fill up a room. The guy's an avalanche. One other thing is that Sonny had kind of a renaissance in the 80s with Bill Laswell, who produced this album. Mm-hmm. He was in a three-piece called Last Exit.
Okay.
Which was basically Sonny, Bill Laswell, and Ronald Shannon Jackson. Oftentimes, they had Peter Bertzman coming in and destroying the planet with his baritone sax styles. But that's sort of the most out stuff Sonny did. This, I think, is one of the more accessible things in the sort of pure jazz realm that he did. He did a solo record just called Guitar.
Okay.
You can guess what that was.
Funnily enough.
Yeah. And right before this, he did a record called High Life, which, of course, nods to the West African style of music.
Okay, cool.
Sonny's got to come in with a solo any second, don't worry. Okay, so far, so nice.
So nice. When people talk about making an instrument sing, that's like,
yeah,
that's it.
I'm going to tell you how we're listening to this record. It's cut at 45 RPM.
Okay.
So it's spread over two discs. 45 RPM for the highest fidelity.
There we go.
Which will suit your Luxman turntable well, Tess.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy. Does that mean you're gifting this to me?
No.
Oh,
that's
my one. That's what it sounded like. That's what I thought you were saying.
Okay. Wow.
I can see how, I mean, I know it's not this track you're talking about, but I can see how he would err towards a sort of early no-wave sound in another context, yeah.
This was the style that I was talking about that he played on the Herbie Mann
record,
that weird chordal stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Kim Gordon would be pleased.
Of course, Kim Gordon was a fan, like...
Yeah. Ah, oh, she's so cool. This is awesome.
Yeah, you hear what I meant about him wanting to play guitar like a sax?
Yeah. I was saying, I think my little brother would be into this. He's a saxophone player, but he likes that thing where other instruments kind of borrow the sound of something else, yeah.
Uh-oh, Sonny's going crazy.
So what's the name of this one again?
This tune is called Many Mansions.
Many Mansions.
Which starts off side four of this new first-time vinyl issue of Ask the Ages by Sonny Sherrick. It's great.
It is great.
And back to the ensemble for the
big finish, yeah.
It's funny when we think about big finishes, when what we're hearing here is basically what would serve as the head in a jazz composition is just three notes.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There's Elvin, he can't contain himself.
That is a big finish.
Yep.
Wowee, Troy, that was epic.
There you go.
I like that one.
A performance from four of the greats, and I'm including Charnette Moffat as being one of the greats, because why not?
Why not, indeed. So what's the name of that album again?
That album is called Ask the Ages. Now, it is going to be a limited pressing. We only managed to get hold of a small pile of copies.
So people better run along for that one.
Yes. Now, moving along, but staying in New York.
Whoops, I've played the wrong one here. Hold up.
I think someone...
There we go. Don't worry about that. Just noodling away there.
Someone texted in. I think they've Googled what you said don't Google.
Oh, they said that Herbie Mann cover is gross. Thanks, yeah. Troy. I think that's a sarcastic thanks.
I did say do not under any circumstances. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's your fault, Troy.
Should we hit this one?
Hit it. Hey
girl, we got a party to go to tonight. But all right. I've been saving up all day just for this. I am ready, and I am out the door.
Out the door.
We're gonna get it tonight. Tonight. We're gonna get it tonight. Tonight.
Yes.
Right, some electro.
This is
electro
great.
Disco.
BB Girls for the same man.
Hey girl, we got a party to go to tonight.
So this.
All right.
What a voice.
I've been saving up all day just for this.
Just for this.
I am ready and I am out the door.
Out the door.
Out the door. So what's this one off?
Now, this is taken from a 3 LP and 1 7-inch set. It's brand new from Soul Jazz. And what they've done this time is it's the influences and connections of the great, late Keith Haring.
Keith Haring. What a legend.
So Keith, of course, what they've focused on in this is obviously New York City, and as you can hear from this 1983 electro sound, sort of the early 80s period, when Keith would have been first becoming integrated into the New York social scene as well as the art scene.
It's got a great picture of Keith Haring on the front doing a, like, no photos kind of thing with his hand over his face,
and you just know that he's in his other hand he's operating the switch which
takes the photo wearing one of his infamous baby t-shirts as well.
Is it a radioactive baby or is it just a baby? I've never really figured it out.
Is it like a special baby? I don't know, that's what I've always thought of it as being, like, oh, so special. I don't know, that's just how my brain reads those little, like, cartoon lines off it.
I thought it was kind of radioactivity. I don't know,
that also definitely up there too. There's some very good names on here. There's got the BB Girls, which is what we're listening to. There's also Damon Harris, Pylon, the Johnson Crew, Funk Masters, John Sex.
Yeah.
Sylvester.
You want to look at a picture of John Sex, but be careful Googling that.
Yeah. Sylvester, Johnny Donnell in New York.
Yep.
Oh, New York 88. Art Zoid, Adichie. Class Action, Grey, and that one's got Jean-Michel Basquiat on it as well. That's cool.
In fact, Grey was not only just Jean-Michel, but Vincent Gallo, who went on to become the film director. Yeah.
What a community that was, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Golden Flamingo Orchestra, there's the Extra Tees, Fab Five Freddy, and Conversion, and then Yoko Ono as well with Walking on Thin Ice.
Yeah, which...
which we've heard on this when you brought up Disco Not Disco.
Now, the 7-inch, which they don't list there, is Two Sides of the Girls.
Two Sides of the Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So it's the 7-inch within this.
It's in there.
Well. Wow,
it's in there with
great.
The three LPs.
Fantastic.
Now, this was a super hard one to, like, they've curated this so... Oh, gosh, I hate that. They're not museum people. They have
put together.
Have collected these songs so well and have, like, completely nailed what you assume the feel of Keith's New York was.
Yeah.
But it was super hard to think, shit, what's a good song to play on the radio that would, like, represent it? It's all just as representative.
Yeah. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't actually know much about the BB Girls.
Well, no one does. They did two singles back then. I once knew who produced the single. I think he had the label. It might have been Matthew Hyde or someone. But they were a duo.
Right.
BB Girls. Oh, Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's a bold point in the song for that to come in. It's like 40 seconds from the end.
Yeah. I think the single was on 25 West. I could be wrong, but I have seen it before. Tess, you're very quiet about this one.
Well, I've missed some of it, so I was out of the room for a minute. But I'm into this part.
Ben producer.
Yeah, I'm into this.
So electro's okay by you?
Electro's great by me. I'm all for electro.
You're very electro.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Rachel.
This is awesome. All right, that's the B-Beat Girls, For the Same Man, from the world of Keith Haring, from Soul Jazz Records.
Indeed.
Very cool.
I think I noticed when I looked at the liner note to this that Jeffrey from Southbound gets thanks on this one too.
So, does he?
Yeah.
Oh,
good on you, Jeffrey.
Exciting stuff, Jeffrey.
Now, shout out Fab Five Freddy, who's on this.
Fab Five Freddy.
Yep. All right.
BFM listeners will be familiar with this one.
You're all going to know this. This is your first chance to see the picture at 12 inch by 12 inch.
There we go.
It's a crazy picture.
So this is Peggy Goo, as you guys will know because this has been in our playlist. This is from the DJ Kicks.
The photo is of Peggy Goo sitting next to a bed with it's got a
tiger.
Yeah, wow.
Beautiful kitty.
Big cat.
He's a very nice kitty. So this one, I really wanted to play this because, of course, this is one of the DJ Kicks exclusives you mm-hmm. can't get. This is her song. This is the only one which is actually hers on this collection. And I think it's probably good enough to make you either excited for what's to come from her or to try to go back and get those EPs that she's already done. Where does she live?
It's
Berlin,
really,
right?
I think she flits between Berlin and London, right. I believe.
It's a really cool-looking record, like a nice one to have in your collection.
I think so. Now, Sarah was disparaging about the picture. She said it's too much Photoshop. It's like, well, Sarah said it's beyond too much Photoshop.
But she said she didn't say that.
But if you're going to... I think with a tiger like that, you don't really want to be that close.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think 1 minute about Photoshop when I saw this. I was like, wow, that's dangerous.
It's the world we live in. We talked about this before, but Peggy Goo made a very earnest Instagram post when she posted this, and she was like, don't worry, guys. The tiger wasn't really there. It's Photoshop. I love animals. We need to look after the animals. And it was like, yeah, this is true. Good point, Peggy.
I feel like an absolute fool for not thinking about Photoshop when I saw this photo.
I don't feel like that.
I mean, right. It could be a very friendly tiger. I've watched Steve Irwin. Does he do tigers? He did more like, you know, crocs and things.
He didn't do stingrays, that's for sure.
No.
Oh, boy.
It's too soon. I love Steve.
So, this here, Hungu.
Hungu. Who else is on this?
Well, on the LP, you'll get The System, Pegasus, iCube, Sly and Love Child. That's an Andy Weatherall remix from 91, I think. De Niro, Psych, Iver, and an old Aphex Twin tune. But on this other version, which I handily brought, there is 19. On the CD version, you'll get 19 tracks.
Oh, wow. Really?
Wow.
Yeah, including a Code 9 one, which, just Magnetic City from Code 9. DMX Crew are on there, Kyle Hall, and Pearson Sound.
Oh, cool.
So loads of really good stuff on that one. No, you can't have that either, Tess, but never mind. So it's the latest in the DJ Kick series. It is a double LP set. Peggy Gal, Peggy Goo, Peggy Goo.
Peggy Goo. She talks like this.
Peggy Goo, I think, is
She's always like, hey, babies, it's Peggy Goo. That's my Peggy Goo impression.
Hey, babies.
So she has a German accent.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just such a bad impression. I love you, Peggy.
The sad thing is she wouldn't be employed by Tess's mum.
She's got lots of tattoos.
Too many tats. So this is Peggy Goo, the cool girl of the moment. Probably for all time. She's just very cool and very good.
Yeah, I don't like it when things are of the moment because it minimises
them
at times when people's attention is elsewhere.
But she's brilliant. She's an evergreen, evergreen cool girl.
There you go. Kind of everyone is evergreen cool.
There we go. Hey, thanks, Troy, for bringing us up these this morning. Give us a quick reminder of the three you've brought through.
Okay, what you're hearing now is Peggy Goo, her new DJ Kicks. It's out worldwide tomorrow.
For who?
Also out worldwide tomorrow is Keith Haring, The World of Keith Haring, Influences and Connections, 3 LPs and 1 7-inch. Or CD, depends
CD,
what you want.
Nice.
And started off with Sonny Sharrock, Ask the Ages. It's a 2x45 RPM vinyl of the album, which has only been out on
CD. That's
got to
be your favourite of the three today, isn't it?
Yeah, but only because I've been waiting for it for the longest.
Yeah. Nice. Well, they're all brilliant. So thank you very much, Troy, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.